Hi, and welcome to the Empath Playground. This is a special episode where I'm just going to be doing a guided meditation about how to bring your energy field, your aura, biofield, all the same words, same thing, how to bring it in closer to you so you're taking in less from your environment, or how to expand it out if you want to spend time sitting in your energy. So as you are moving through life, you are taking in all of this information. And as empaths, we tend to have our energy fields really big, sort of as a way to understand what's going on around us. And so this means that everything that is in your energy field, your unconscious mind is kind of taking that information, checking it out, and giving you what feels important. And so for a lot of us, what the mind has prioritized that feels important is other people's emotions, their emotional state. And so we get a lot of that information, but it's also checking what's going on with the plants, what's going on with the crystals in your environment, what's going on, you know, with everything. Do I need to know about this? Is this important? And then sending that signal to you so you either feel that emotion yourself, you may feel a physical pain in your body that someone else is, maybe they're feeling a little uneasy and nauseous and now you are. So we don't have to have our energy field so big. And this meditation is about the fact that you have authority over how large it is, and you can change it at any moment. When you're first learning, it might take you a little bit longer to shift it, but with practice, you can do it pretty instantly. So today we are going to practice moving in and expanding eventually, but first drawing in the energy field. So please find a seat somewhere where you can sit upright. It's okay if you're leaning into the back of a chair or the back of a wall, but I want you to be in an upright position with your spine. And that's going to help because we're going to work with the breath. All right. So once you get into that position, the other thing is seeing if you can get into a place where maybe there's not a lot of distractions. Going ahead and do not disturbing your phone. If there's people, animals around you, that's okay, but it's going to be a little easier to do this if you can really be in a room just by yourself. You could do this even sitting in your car. That's the only place where nobody will bother you. So go ahead and get into that space. You can pause this and then come back. And let's go ahead and get started. So I want you to understand that I am going to be quiet during some of this so that you can feel your energy. I will be playing some singing bowls for part of it, but if my words aren't with you, know that I'm going to bring you back out of the meditation at the end of it. And of course, you can always jump out whenever you want. All right. So let's begin by shutting down the eyes or softening your gaze, but I find this is easier to just have the eyes totally closed. And we're going to begin with the breath. Just breathing in any way that's normal for you, but I want you to start sensing that breath coming in through your nose, feeling that air. And exhaling out through your mouth. And as you breathe, go ahead and soften your shoulders. Let them drop, maybe do a little roll. Just letting them relax. As you breathe, letting yourself sink even deeper into the chair, letting your hips, your pelvis, and your legs just grow heavy. Sinking in. Bringing your attention up to your forehead, letting it soften, letting the tongue soften, and perhaps even allowing yourself to yawn a little bit here, relaxing the jaw completely. And that's it. And one more, just relaxing those shoulders one more time. Here we are, beginning to relax. Spending some awareness here with your physical body. And now I'm going to ask you to place your hands on your lap with your palms facing down. And I want you to tune in to the back of your palms, the back of your hands, the skin. And notice that spot where the skin and the air touch. Just noticing, seeing if you can feel it. And again, this is the empath playground. So we are going to play. So if you're not sure if you're feeling things today or you think you're making them up, just go with it. Just play. Know that you're going to get more sensitive every time you practice this. You're going to notice more of your own sensations. So feeling that skin. Feeling the air on the skin. And now moving your awareness to your face, your cheeks, seeing if you can notice the skin there. Notice the air on your skin. That's it. It's very subtle. And whichever of those was the easiest for you to sense, I want you to start with that. And if neither were very easy, just go ahead and start with your hands. And so coming from your body is your energy field. And we're gonna just start sensing just how we were sensing the air, starting to sense your energy coming off of your body. It might feel tingly, might feel like a wave. You might not get a physical sensation, you might get a knowing. You might see a color. I want you to feel out into your energy off the back of your hand. Just go with it, release any part of your mind that's saying, I can't do this, and say, what if I can? What if I can feel my energy? And that's it. Now starting to feel your energy off just the front of your chest. How far out does your energy go? Does it fill the whole room? Does it go beyond the room? Feeling the energy off the top of your head. How far up does it go? You might feel that tingly sensation on your crown, going up farther than that. Mm-hmm. How about the back of the body? Feel into the back of your body. Feel beyond it. This part sometimes is a little harder to feel because it's full of other people's energy often, more than the front. You have less awareness typically, but with practice you can begin to feel this easier. I'm just going to send in some clearing energy onto your back. Clearing that out, sweeping away anything that's not serving you today. And now feeling once more into the back, seeing if it's easier to feel that. Feeling the sides of your body, the left side going out beyond the right side. And if it feels that I'm moving quickly, just know you can come back to this meditation, to this practice on your own anytime. And feeling below your seat down into the earth, does your energy go down into the earth? And now feeling the entire orb of energy that is you in every direction. How big is your energy today? How far does it go? Just take a little breath here. Here you are. If it feels like it's bigger than the room, that's okay. We're going to start drawing it in. So to draw it in, we're going to use the breath and intention. So I'm going to invite you to set this intention that on your inhale, your energy field is going to come in closer to you. Maybe a centimeter, maybe an inch. Breathing it in. And on your exhales, it's just going to be completely neutral. We're not going to move the energy. And then on the next inhale, drawing it in closer. Exhaling, neutral. Inhaling, bringing it in. Exhaling, neutral. Inhaling, bringing it in. Exhaling, neutral. Now I'm going to play some singing bowls while you play with your energy, with that intention that you draw it in from the top of your crown, the front of your body, side, the back. Be patient with yourself if you feel like you're not feeling anything. Just trust that you're moving it with your intention and that awareness will come. Just continuing to breathe it in.
Thank you.
pulling it in the whole front side of your body. Pulling it in that back side of your body. Now that you've drawn it in, and you may still want to draw it in more, I invite you to just feel, what does your energy feel like without all that information? What does it feel like to just sit within your own energy? We're going to play with switching directions. We're going to change the intention so that as you exhale, you are expanding your energy wider. And as you inhale, neutral. Expanding the energy wider with the exhale. And inhaling, completely neutral. So going ahead, just like you're blowing up a balloon, start playing with making your energy bubble a little bit bigger. It doesn't have to be as big as it was, and we are going to draw it back in later. But going ahead and playing with maybe making it as big as the room you're in. Playing with that now. Bring it in close, whatever you want to do today. Go ahead and choose and start with that intention and your breath. And if you're not sensing a lot, just know with practice you'll sense more. But at this time, if you'd like, if you work with angels or guides or you'd like to, you can ask them. Just asking my angels, my guides, help me to bring this energy in closer to me, or help me to expand it, whatever your intention is. Ask for their support and see what that feels like. Still using your breath, but with some assistance. Inviting you to begin to bring your awareness back into the physical body, feeling that air coming through your nose, into your body, out your mouth, feeling your seat on the chair or the earth, starting to sway the body gently in a way that feels good. Just coming back into that physical being that you are. You are so much, and this is one of the things. So coming back to the physical. Thanking the angels and guides if you are working with them today. Thanking yourself for showing up, for taking this authority over your energy field. This is yours. You get to decide the size. You get to decide how much you're taking in each day. Nice deep breath, exhaling out, waking back up, wiggling the fingers and toes, starting to flutter the eyes, coming back into the present. Thank you so much for playing with me today. And keep in mind that every time that you practice this, it's going to get easier. This is a practice you can do if you're getting ready to go into a busy airport or a store or a party. You can just draw that energy in so you don't have so much information coming at you and in you. And if you want to sit with your friends, family members, clients, for those of you who are in the healing world, you can expand it out. You can share those experiences and then clear that energy at the end of the day. There's other ways to do that in other videos, and I'm sure you have some practices of your own. If not, let me know. I'll send some your way. But yeah, you get to decide. And right now it might take you a while to move that energy. That's okay. I promise you, with practice, it's going to take you seconds. It's going to be so easy. So keep playing. And thank you so much for joining me today. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you can reach out to me through Instagram and my contact info. It should be on there. YouTube, you can leave a comment. And yeah, I'm on Instagram at Heather Brown. Heather is spelled H-E-A-T-H-I-R, brown, just like the color. So I would love to connect with you and build this community of empaths. And if you feel like, oh my goodness, my friend could really use this video, my family member, please share. And whenever you leave a rating or a comment, it really helps the magical algorithm show this to more people who need it. So if you have time, that would be awesome as well. Again, thanks for playing with me, and I will see you next time.